Okay, so the 2024 election is getting closer and closer, and we're diving into a topic that I think we can all agree is going to have an impact on everyone, and that's climate change.
Yeah.
We've got all these articles piled up here from sources like, factcheck.org, the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the Atlantic Council, and they're all saying that there's this huge difference between how Donald Trump and Kamala Harris plan to approach climate change.
It's pretty stark.
Yeah, so in this deep dive, we're going to try to break down the differences between their approaches and get into how each candidate's approach could affect you personally.
Yeah, and I think what's really interesting here is that we're not just talking about some abstract political debate.
Right.
This is about stuff that could directly affect your wallet, your health, maybe even your community. Like,
Exactly.
this is real world stuff.
And to even begin to understand those impacts, I think we need to start with just how different their positions are.
Right.
For example, there are quotes from the debate where Harris is calling climate change very real. She uses terms like, crisis, existential threat.
Right.
And then you have Trump who's like, pretty much dismissing it as a hoax.
Yeah, and it's not even just acknowledging that, the science is real or not.
Right.
It's the policies they propose. Like, Harris has always supported measures to, reduce emissions. Like, she wants to invest in renewable energy, promote energy efficiency. Trump, on the other hand, has really focused on rolling back environmental regulations
Yeah.
and boosting fossil fuel production. So they're coming at it from totally opposite direction.
So let's get into some specifics here.
Okay.
Let's start with the Paris Agreement.
Okay.
This was like a global agreement aimed at like reducing these greenhouse gas emissions, and it seems like it's a major point where the candidates disagree.
Yeah, the Paris Agreement was a big achievement in international climate diplomacy. Almost every country in the world signed on.
Wow.
But Trump pulled the US out of the agreement in his first term, right?
Right.
His argument was that it was unfair to American businesses and workers.
And he said that he would do it again if he's elected, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Trump has repeatedly said that he would pull out of the Paris Agreement a second time.
Yeah.
He's also made claims that it would cost the US trillions of dollars while other countries pay nothing, which factcheck.org has pretty clearly debunked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for, global efforts to combat climate change if the US were to withdraw from the Paris Agreement?
I mean, it would definitely be a setback, right?
Yeah.
Like, the US is one of the biggest emitters of these greenhouse gases, so its participation is super important if the agreement is going to actually work.
Right.
And withdrawing would basically tell other countries that the US doesn't really care about climate action,
Right.
and it could even undermine the whole agreement.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a second Trump administration would mean that, international climate cooperation would be taking a pretty big step backwards.
It seems that way. Yeah.
What about within the U.S.?
Yeah.
Like, what are some of the key policy differences between Trump and Harris?
So one of the biggest things they disagree on is the Inflation Reduction Act, or the IRA. This was like a big piece of legislation that the Biden-Harris administration passed, and it includes like hundreds of billions of dollars in funding for clean energy projects, tax credits for electric vehicles and energy efficiency upgrades, and even investments in clean energy manufacturing.
I remember that being a pretty big deal when it passed.
Yeah, definitely.
But Trump called it a scam and wants to like get rid of it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Trump has been really critical of the IRA, calling it, wasteful and arguing that it will hurt the economy. And he said that he'll rescind unspent funds from the IRA if he's elected, which could really slow down or even stop a lot of the clean energy projects that are already in progress.
So Trump wants to pull out of the Paris Agreement and gut the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
Where does Harris stand on these policies?
So Harris has been a really strong supporter of both the Paris Agreement and the IRA.
Okay.
She sees them as essential for tackling climate change and building a clean energy future for the US. She also talks about how important it is to invest in clean energy jobs and make sure that everyone benefits from the transition to a clean energy economy. Not just a small group of people.
So it sounds like they have very different visions for the future of energy in America.
For sure, yeah. And it's important to think about how these different visions could actually play out in your own life. We're
Right.
talking about things that could impact everything from how much you pay for energy, your energy bills, to the air you breathe, to what kind of jobs are going to be available where you live?
Yeah, so I think we've established that Trump and Harris have this really fundamental difference in their philosophies
mm-hmm.
when it comes to climate change and energy. But let's get more specific.
Okay.
How do those differences play out in policies that could actually happen?
Yeah.
And what might those policies mean for, you know, the average person?
So I think one of the biggest places where we see a difference is in their approach to, you know, fossil fuels versus renewable energy sources.
Okay.
Trump has been a big advocate for, you know, expanding fossil fuel production, especially oil and gas.
Right.
He even brought back his drill baby drill slogan from like way back in 2016.
Wow, yeah. And he claims that like this is going to lead to energy independence and lower costs for consumers, right?
Yeah, that's his argument. But,
yeah.
You know, we've seen this before, and increasing, you know, domestic production of fossil fuels doesn't necessarily mean that like prices are going to drop, like
right.
The prices at the pump or, you know, how much you pay for electricity. Global energy markets are complicated, and there's a lot of stuff that can affect prices.
Plus, there's also the environmental impact.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, when you burn fossil fuels, it releases greenhouse gases
yeah.
that, you know, contribute to climate change.
Right.
And it can pollute the air and the water.
Right. And that pollution can, like, really hurt people's health.
Yeah.
And those, like, environmental costs aren't usually included in the price of, like, gasoline or whatever.
Right.
So people end up, like, you know, paying those costs in other ways. Like,
yeah.
You know, maybe their healthcare expenses go up or their property gets damaged because of, like, you know, some extreme weather event.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So if Trump's approach is drill, baby, drill.
Mm-hmm.
What is Harris proposing?
So Harris has a like really different approach.
Okay.
She's focused on this transition to clean energy sources.
Okay.
Like wind, solar, and geothermal.
Right.
She sees that as a way to like, you know, create jobs, reduce pollution, and deal with climate change like all at the same time.
Right. But wouldn't getting rid of fossil fuels cause energy costs to skyrocket
yeah.
and hurt the economy?
Yeah, that's what, you know, people who oppose these clean energy policies always say.
Right.
And it's true that there can be some, like, upfront costs that come with moving over to clean energy. Like, we'd have to invest in new infrastructure, new technologies.
Mm.
But in the long run, the benefits could actually be bigger than those costs. But, you know, renewable energy sources like wind and solar are getting cheaper and cheaper, and they're becoming more and more competitive with fossil fuels.
Okay.
And they're also, like, way more stable and predictable in the long run.
Right.
Which is really important.
Plus, like you said before, there's a lot of potential for new jobs in the clean energy sector.
Yeah, totally.
And those are usually well-paying jobs that can't be, like, you know, sent overseas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, like, you know, making solar panels or wind turbines.
Right.
There are jobs in things like energy efficiency, retrofitting buildings, and modernizing the grid. So, like, there's this huge potential for economic growth and new jobs tied to moving to clean energy.
So it sounds like the choice between Trump and Harris on energy isn't just about, you know, what fuel we use.
Right.
It's about, you know, the kind of economy we want to build for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about choosing between an economy that's based on, like, you know, taking and burning fossil fuels with all the risks that come with that.
Right.
Or an economy that's based on clean energy and innovation and sustainability.
So we've talked about the Paris Agreement, the Inflation Reduction Act, and, you know, all this stuff about fossil fuels versus renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other big differences between their policies that we should know about?
Yeah. So another one is electric vehicles.
Okay.
You know, this is an area where we've seen a lot of progress.
Right.
Like more and more electric vehicles are coming out and they're getting more affordable.
Yeah.
But Trump has said many times that he's skeptical about electric vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
And he's even spread some misinformation about them.
Yeah. I remember him making some like crazy claims about electric vehicles during the campaign.
Yeah.
Didn't he say they don't go very far, they're too expensive, and that they're all made in China?
Yeah, he said all that stuff. And
yeah.
Fact checkers have, like, debunked all of it.
Wow.
Like, for example, he said once that electric trucks are so heavy that we'd have to rebuild all the bridges.
Really?
Yeah, which is, like, just not true.
Wow.
And he's also said that the Biden-Harris administration has a rule that's forcing people to buy electric vehicles.
Wow.
Which is also not true at all. There is no federal rule that makes people buy electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Although there are emission standards for new vehicles that, you know, will probably lead to more electric vehicles being sold.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it seems like Trump is trying to, like, downplay the potential of electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
and keep us reliant on gasoline-powered cars.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What's Harris's approach to this?
So Harris has been, like, a big supporter of electric vehicles.
Okay.
And she sees them as a really important part of, like, you know, dealing with climate change and reducing our dependence on foreign oil.
Okay.
She's supported things like, you know, tax credits and rebates to encourage people to get electric vehicles. And she's also talked about how important it is to build more charging stations to make it easier for people to switch over.
Right. So it seems like, you know, when it comes to the future of transportation, they have very different ideas.
Yeah.
What are some of the possible downsides to electric vehicles?
Yeah.
Even people who like electric vehicles admit that there are challenges with, you know, everyone switching to them.
Yeah, you're right. There are definitely challenges. Like, one thing is the environmental impact of mining the materials to make the batteries, especially lithium. And we also need a lot more charging stations, especially in, like, rural areas and along highways. And then there's the issue of how much they cost.
Yeah.
You know, electric vehicles are getting cheaper, but they're still more expensive than gas-powered cars.
Right.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we still have some work to do before electric vehicles can become, like, you know, how most people get around.
Yeah, for sure. But it's important to remember that no technology is perfect.
Right.
And every energy source has its pros and cons, right?
Right.
Like, the real question is, which downsides are we okay with?
Right.
Are we okay with the risks and costs that come with fossil fuels?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we willing to invest in, like, a cleaner and more sustainable future?
Right.
Even if it means, like, making some changes and compromises along the way.
That's a really good question. And it's one that, like, you know, voters are going to have to think about when they're deciding who to vote for in this election.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've covered a lot today, from the Paris Agreement to electric vehicles, but we're not finished. There are even more policy areas to talk about, like regulations and energy efficiency, where the differences between Trump and Harris are also really important.
Yeah. And, you know, we need to think about what this means for you, the listener.
Right.
Like, what does all this mean for your wallet, your health, and your community?
Right.
How is this election going to shape the future that you're going to be living in? So we've been looking at the differences between Trump and Harris on climate and energy, and it's clear that they have really different views. But now let's focus on how those differences actually play out when we're talking about regulations.
Okay, regulations.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where things can get pretty complicated pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's important, though, right? Because regulations directly affect, like, you know, businesses and consumers and the environment.
Absolutely, yeah. Regulations are basically the rules of the game, right? Yeah. When it comes to protecting the environment and producing energy. And like you said, Trump and Harris have very different ideas about what those rules should be.
So let's start with Trump.
Okay.
He's always talking about, like, you know, cutting red tape and getting the government out of the way of businesses.
Yeah.
How does that apply to environmental regulations?
So Trump has always been critical of what he calls excessive environmental regulations.
Right.
He says they're bad for economic growth, that they hurt businesses, that they cost jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that if he's elected, he'll get rid of a lot of them.
And that includes regulations that are about climate change, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, what are some examples?
So one of the biggest ones is the power plant rule.
Okay.
This rule is meant to cut down carbon emissions from power plants.
Okay.
Trump has been really critical of it. He says it's a job killer, that it hurts the energy industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he'll get rid of it if he's back in the White House.
But didn't the Supreme Court say that? Like, the rule could go into effect while there are still legal challenges happening?
Yeah.
So wouldn't that make it, like, harder for Trump to just get rid of it?
You're right. It does make things more complicated. Like, he couldn't just, you know, sign an executive order. He'd probably have to go through this whole long regulatory process,
right?
Which could take years.
Wow.
And he'd probably face legal challenges the whole time. But, I mean, that doesn't mean he wouldn't try.
Okay, so it sounds like it could be a big fight if Trump is elected.
Yeah.
What about Harris? Where does she stand on regulations, particularly those that have to do with climate change?
So Harris hasn't been as specific about individual regulations.
Okay.
But she generally supports using them to protect the environment and fight climate change.
Okay.
She's talked about needing to hold polluters accountable,
mm-hmm.
make sure that communities have clean air and clean water, and transition to a clean energy economy.
So it seems like she's more likely to keep or even strengthen the environmental regulations we already have rather than weaken or get rid of them.
Yeah. That's the main idea. She sees regulations as an important way to protect public health and the environment.
Right.
And she's likely to continue what the Biden administration has been doing, which is, you know, using regulations to push for cleaner energy and to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, so we've talked about regulations.
Mm-hmm.
What about energy efficiency?
Yeah.
That's something everyone should be able to agree on, right?
You'd think so, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, using less energy means less money spent and it's better for the environment.
Right.
So where do they stand on this?
Yeah. Well, even energy efficiency has somehow become something that people argue about in the climate debate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Harris has said that energy efficiency is really important for dealing with climate change and building a more sustainable energy system.
Okay. And what about Trump? What does he think about energy efficiency?
Trump hasn't really said much about energy efficiency.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the things he's said and done in the past suggest that maybe he's not that into it.
Okay, like what?
Well, for example, when he was president, his administration actually, like, rolled back energy efficiency standards for things like light bulbs, appliances, and buildings.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is another area where their approaches are different.
Yeah.
Harris thinks energy efficiency is a big part of the solution, while Trump doesn't seem to think it's as important.
Exactly.
And that difference can have real-world impacts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
You know, stricter energy efficiency rules can help lower people's energy bills,
mm-hmm.
make us less reliant on fossil fuels,
right.
and reduce our impact on the environment. But if you weaken or get rid of those standards, it can have the opposite effect.
For sure.
It's interesting how these, like, you know, kind of technical policy details can actually affect people's lives in big ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it shows how important it is to, like, you know, actually pay attention to these things
yeah.
and understand how the choices we make in this election could shape the future of, like, energy and the environment for a long time.
Okay, so we talked about regulations and energy efficiency,
mm-hmm.
but there's one more thing I want to talk about before we wrap things up.
Okay.
And that's the economic impacts of these different approaches.
Yeah.
Trump always says that, like, you know, doing something about climate change will hurt the economy.
Right.
But Harris says that investing in clean energy will create jobs and actually help the economy grow.
Mm-hmm.
So who's right?
I mean, it's not as simple as one or the other.
Right.
You know, there are definitely costs that come with moving to a clean energy economy.
Right.
But there are also a lot of economic opportunities.
Okay.
And, you know, like we saw with the Inflation Reduction Act, there are ways to make policies that encourage people to invest in clean energy and create jobs while also addressing climate change.
So it's not really a choice between the economy or the environment.
Right.
We can find solutions that help both.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what this election comes down to, right?
Mm.
It's like choosing between these two really different futures. One where we keep relying on fossil fuels with all the risks and costs that come with that.
Yeah.
Or a future where we put money into clean energy,
mm-hmm.
innovation, and a more sustainable economy.
Okay.
The decision is, like, you know, up to all of us.
Well, we've gone over a lot in this deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
We looked at the Paris Agreement, the Inflation Reduction Act,
mm-hmm.
the whole fossil fuels versus renewable energy debate, the role of regulations, why energy efficiency is important, and how all these choices affect the economy.
Yeah, and we've seen that Trump and Harris have really different approaches to these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And those differences could have a big impact on the planet,
right.
the economy, and our everyday lives.
So the question is, what does all of this mean for you, the listener?
Right.
How will this election affect your life?
Yeah.
Your community, your future?
That's the question we're going to talk about in our last part.
Yeah.
We're going to connect all these policy debates back to, like, your own personal experience.
Right.
And explore what's at stake for you in this really important election.
Okay. So we're back for the last part of our deep dive into climate policies and the 2024 election. We've spent a lot of time talking about the differences between Trump and Harris's approaches.
Yeah.
But now, like, how could those different views actually affect you?
Yeah, it's easy to get lost in, like, you know, all the big picture stuff, like
right.
global agreements and national policies.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really get down to it, climate change and energy policy are about, like, what happens in the real world
yeah.
to real people and their communities.
Let's start with something that affects all of us.
Yeah.
Money.
Okay.
You know, how much things cost.
Right, yeah.
Like energy prices.
Yeah.
It's a big deal for everyone.
For sure.
Trump's plan is to, like, produce a lot more fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that'll make energy cheaper.
Right.
But like we talked about before, there's no guarantee of that.
Yeah, not really.
Like, global markets are really complicated. And just because we produce more energy doesn't mean that the price of gas or electricity is going to go down.
Yeah, and plus, when you're relying on fossil fuels, you're also, like, at the mercy of whatever's happening in the world, right?
Right.
Like, you know, if there's a conflict in a place that produces oil, the prices could go way up, and there's nothing we can do about it.
So Harris's focus on switching to clean energy might mean, like, you have to spend some money up front.
Yeah.
Like to put solar panels on your house or to buy an electric car.
Right.
But remember, she supports the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
And that has those tax credits and rebates that can help make those things more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, you might actually end up saving money because your energy bills would be lower.
Exactly.
So it might cost more at first. Yeah. But in the long run, you could save money with Harris's plan.
Yeah, exactly.
What about our health?
Right. That's a big one that people don't always think about. Burning fossil fuels release, you know, all this pollution that can cause breathing problems, heart disease, and all sorts of other health problems.
Right.
And those health problems mean, you know, more healthcare costs and just a worse quality of life.
Yeah.
And these health problems are often worse in communities that live near power plants or refineries.
Right.
And those are often like low income communities of color that are like hit the hardest.
Harris has talked about, you know, this idea of environmental justice.
Yeah.
Making sure that when we transition to clean energy, that it benefits everyone and not just, you know, wealthy people.
Right. And then, of course, there's the most like, you know, obvious impact of climate change, which is that extreme weather is becoming more common and more intense.
Yeah.
Like heat waves, droughts, floods, wildfires, hurricanes. These things are getting worse and happening more often.
Yeah, and they're already costing us, like, you know, lives and billions of dollars in damages. And it's not just about what happens right when these events hit. It's about the long-term consequences, too, right?
Right.
Like how they affect agriculture, our water resources, coastal communities, and even entire ecosystems.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Extreme weather can disrupt food supplies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Damage our roads, our bridges, our power grids, all of our infrastructure.
Right.
It can force people to leave their homes.
Yeah.
And it can threaten the natural resources that we depend on.
So basically what you're saying is that when you vote in this election, you're not just choosing a president.
Right.
You're choosing a future.
Yeah. And all those articles we read, they really show a clear choice between two very different ways of thinking about climate change and energy.
Mm.
Trump's approach is all about deregulation, sticking with fossil fuels and not really believing the science about climate change.
And Harris wants to swoop to clean energy, invest in new technologies, and put policies in place to, like, deal with the impacts of climate change.
Right.
And like we've been talking about, those different approaches could lead to very different realities for you, your family, and your community.
Yeah. Like, it could affect how much you pay for energy, your health, the air you breathe, the water you drink, how stable the climate is, and even what kind of job opportunities are available.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
What is at stake for you in this election?
We really encourage you to keep learning about these issues, talk to people about them, and most importantly, vote.
Yeah. The decisions we make today will shape the world we live in tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And remember, your vote matters.